Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yeah, I called the other day because you guys charged my checking account and that order was canceled and there's no credit sitting out there to be posted back to my account.
Okay, ma'am, if you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
32583.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Name is Cheryl Birch.
Okay, ma'am, so I was able to locate that account for you. If you will, please, ma'am, verify the mailing address for security purposes.
It's 6628 Woodbury Forest Drive, Milton, Florida, 32583.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I see here that you entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner and got enrolled into this Bites meal plan app. That mobile app.
Well,
that
actually, I think my son actually did it. I don't know if he knew what he was actually doing,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't matter. He didn't have the authority to do it, and I didn't order it.
Yes, man. Give me 1 second, man. Okay, ma'am. It looks like here I can get you a 75% discount on it, ma'am. And that's due to the fact that when he did place that order, it does have terms and conditions on that product. Whenever he did enter into that contest or whoever entered into that contest.
I don't know that he realized it was a contest.
Yes, so the only way I can refund you, because I have to follow those terms and conditions as well, that validates that charge, is if I discount that charge for you, and I can do that
no,
for
I'm
you
not
at 75%.
You guys took the whole $59.95 out of my account.
Correct, yes, ma'am, as they were supposed to.
Yes,
and
it
was
canceled 2 days ago, and it never got canceled, and I don't understand
why. It is canceled,
why.
Ma'am.
Well, then why is there no refund?
Because, again, that is a valid charge. I don't see here where you...
It is not a valid charge. And even if it was a valid charge, people are allowed to return things, so I don't...
But there was nothing for you to return, ma'am.
Exactly. So I got nothing for $59.95.
Well, the app got sent to your phone to download. It says.
Okay, let me put it this way to you. If it does not get refunded to my account, I will file a complaint. I want it refunded to my account. This is my second phone call. I was assured the other day that it had been canceled and my account would not be charged. I just called the bank, and the account was charged.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me go and get my supervisor.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So I just got done speaking with my supervisor. I can get you a $35 refund on that, ma'am, because...
No, I want the whole amount refunded. Get your manager back over there. I need to speak with them. I'm not paying.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me get my supervisor.
I'm sorry?
I said give me 1 second. Let me get my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I got this. My supervisor gave me the okay that to do a courtesy refund. I got those charges refunded back to you. You should see it back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. You should also receive an email here shortly regarding a refund. Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, honey, and I'm not upset with you. It's just that I'm a single mom, and right now I don't even have a job, so I can't afford even $20.
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand that, ma'am.
All right, well, I'll wait for my email, and I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.